Be'ezer Shem Mizboch, we begin Perek Shlish, the third chapter in the Rambam Sefer Shkalim, the Sefer Zman Book of Designated Times. In this Perek, we discuss what's known as the Kalbin, and regarding responsibility and verification regarding what happened to the shekel. And Rambam gives a halacha regarding there's an extra charge when it comes to exchanging the shekel. Chatzoy HaShkalim. These half a shkalim, HaKol Tzrichlam, everyone needed them, so that everyone needed to give that half a shekel that is obligated, as we spoke about in the previous parak. The figure, therefore, not everyone has. It's not available. There's not so many of them. When the person would go to the money changer, and he would exchange a whole shekel for two halves, he has to give an addition to the shekel for the expense for the exchange for the coin that he was giving for the two half a shekel. And that addition was called a kalbin. The figure of two people give one whole shekel for the two of them, they're obligated still in the kalbin, which is an obligation when you're giving a full shekel and getting back the for the expense of the two half a shekelim that's being transferred with the shekel. Halacha base. Whoever's not obligated in shkalim, could for example, shtei nashim, two women, or shnei avodim, or two slaves, or nusr shekel, if the two of them give a shekel, then b'turman hakalman, they're exempt from a kalman. If let's say one was obligated, one was exempt, the nusr chayav de apater, and the obligated person is giving also for himself and for the exempt person. Now that's as a loan, so that the person is giving back when they have the half a shekel. Because if actually giving as a gift, they would be exempt even if we'd be giving someone that's actually obligated in shkalim, as we'll see in the next halacha. But be that as it may, so in this situation, going for example, ish and nusn shekel alav, a man is giving, let's say, shekel for himself, not lisha evet, and for a slave or a woman which are exempt, part of my kalban is exempt from the kalban. So to kalban, they're exempt from the kalban, which they have a lesser obligation in a way, and by shekel ayad kain, if someone gives a shekel for the kain, also part of my kalban, he'll be exempt from this extra charge of the kalban. Halacha gimel. A nusn shekel alav ala ani, if someone gives a shekel for himself and for a pauper, or for his neighbor, or ben neighbor, or someone from his community, in the son lematan, if he's giving them as a gift, part of my kalban is exempt from the kalban. Shari nusn chatzei shekel matan, he's essentially giving half a shekel as a gift to increase the amount of shekel. But if he's giving them the other half that he's giving for them the shekel, derech havah through a loan, until they could give back to him when they could afford it, then he'll be obligated for the kalban. Like we said, when two people give together, they're half a shekel and one shekel, they're obligated in the kalban. Halacha dalt. Ha'achim, regarding brothers, shadayin lo cholku, that they didn't yet divide mashanichel mavim, that their father left over for the inheritance. Or v'chein ha'shutafim, a simile is regarding partners. Shanasna shekel ayidei shnehem, that the two of them are giving a shekel together. In these two cases, peturim in the kalban, they're going to be exempt from the kalban. The brothers are exempt because since they didn't yet divide the inheritance, it's as if their father is giving it for them, which, like we said, if you're giving a gift for someone else, you're exempt from a kalban. And the partners are exempt because it's considered as if one individual is giving it for the two of them, and they're going to be exempt. Now, but medrum, when we say this, is b'shutafim regarding partnership, that they did business deals already with their joint money, and the original monies have already been changed, where it's already been used and made money and lost money and this and that, and it's like it's not recognizable their individual monies. Sounds like it's like a individual party is giving for the two of them. But let's say this guy brought his monies, he brought his monies, and they mixed it together. But the monies didn't yet change and they didn't use it yet. And then it's like two individual people that are giving together and they'd be obligated in the charge of the kalban. Now, let's say they did business, but then they divided the monies. And then Mechazav and the Shatav, then they rejoined again. Chayav Mekalban, they'll be obligated the Kalban. Until again they do business deals with this partnership, this later partnership, and the money changes, then again it's like a third party who's giving it for the two of them. Halacha hey. Now, Ho'achim HaShutafim, let's regard the case of the brothers or the partners. Shahoylem Behemo Ksafim. Now, in the partnership, whether from the inheritance or partners, they had animals and monies. V'cholku B'Ksafim, they divided the monies. Chayav Makalban, then they can be obligated in Kalban. Even though they didn't divide the animal yet, but ultimately the funds were divided. It's like each one's individual funds. When you give a shekel together, you have to give the Kalban. But v'mcholka behema b'lecholka k'safim. Let's say they divided the animal, they didn't divide the money. Then b'trum l'kalban, they exempt the kalban. Achei chalko ha'k'safim until they divide the monies. And that is ve'inim. We don't say harimim l'chaluka. But when we say they divided the animal already, it's any moment they can divide the monies. It doesn't make a difference until they divide it. It's considered as if there's a distinct third party that's giving it for the two of them, and therefore they're exempt from the kalban. Halach avav. Unless in shekel l'hektish, whoever gives the shekel to the hektish and is giving a full shekel, so that it should be counted, the half a shekel that he's obligated in, and then he should take back change, a half a shekel, which was collected from other people, to get back their machzah shekel, then he's obligated in two kolbanis. Because if he would give a full shekel, let's say for him and his friend that he's giving a loan, as we said in Halacha Gimel, he'd be obligated in one kalban, like we said. Now that he's taking out from Hektish a half a shekel, that obligates him in another kalban, therefore he's chayv for two kalbanis. Halacha Zayin, kamu shiur hakalban? How much is the measurement of this extra expense of the kalban? So b'smantri, noisim b'machzah shekel, shnei dinarim, when they would give for the machzah shekel, two dinarim, which we described in Paragav Halacha Vav, regarding sometimes it would fluctuate what the machzah shekel was, but if it was then, the two dinarim haya kalban chatzim ma'a, then the kalban was a half of a ma'a, she echad mishneim asa b'dinar, which is 1/12 of a dinar, as we described this already in Parak Aleph, regarding the different measurements. Now, the kalban was never going to be less than that, because they never took a shekel less than a machzah shekel. But it could be more, depending on what the amount of the machzah shekel was. Now, the kalbanis, they're not like the shekel themselves. Rather, the shulchanim, the money change would leave it for kalbanis, that extra charge there in front of themselves, independently in front of themselves. Actually, stack from hektish until hektish would utilize them, which is many different pshat. In the Yerushalmi, what was it used for nadava, was it used for plating the Beis Hamikdash, or the money changers would use it for their wages or for the expenses for the transporting of the shkalm to Yerushalayim. But be that as it may, that was used separately than the shkalm. Now, regarding the agent, regarding insurance, responsibility, and liability, Misha Avet Shikloi, someone's shekel got lost. Chay Becher Yusei, he's responsible for insuring it. Achim Sren Legizba, until it was given over to the actual treasurer of Hektish. Now, Bnei Ha'ir, regarding people of a city, Shasholcha Shiklim Yad Shlech, that they sent their shekel in the hand of an agent. Benignim Lo Abdu, and it got stolen or lost on the way. So Im Shemachinim, who, if he's an unpaid custodian, he swears for them that it was stolen or lost. Even if he's exempt, kedin kol shemichinim, like any unpaid custodian. And then mehim chayzim neisim shekleim pam shneir. Then they have to go back and give again their shkam a second time, because since they gave it over their shkam to an unpaid custodian, which is not really obligated to be so careful, so that's a negligence on their part, and therefore they have to take shkam a second time, even if the truma is already taken already. Now, if the people of the city say, look, since anyway's paying, we're taking a second collection again, we're paying our shkolim, we don't want this agent who's trustworthy to us to have to take an oath, which is a big deal, which we're making him swear to say, oh, it's stolen from me, we don't listen to the people of the city. Because it's a rabbinic institution, Hektish cannot be taking this loss without an oath, and therefore he has to swear. Now, let's say they subsequently find the first shkalm after the agent already swore, and so they made a new collection. The old coins and the new coins are both shkalm, and it cannot be counted for them as credit for the following year's shkalm. And Rishayim Yiplud L'Shik LeHashana, and the first coins, they're used for the shkalm of this year. And the later coins, they are used for what the shkalm of the previous year are used for. Halacha test. Shalchu es shekleim b'yachem esachana. Let's say they send their shkalm in a paid custodian. They're paying him for the job. Shadei chayv b'gnim aved. He's liable if it gets stolen or lost. So he takes on more responsibility. V'avd men ba'inis, but it gets lost from him something beyond his control, which k'gan shalakachem listim as yon. Let's say armed bandits went and took from him shupata, which then even the paid custodian would be exempt. So then we see like this. Here it's different, since they weren't so negligent, the ones who sent him. So im achashinit ma truma nanas, if the truma was already taken in the Beis Hamikdash from the Lishka, and only then did their oinus happen, this situation that the guy was robbed at gunpoint, Nishba shleich lagizbar. So then the agent swears to the treasurer, uvenei er peturim, and the people of Israel are going to be exempt. Because Shatoim, as we mentioned this in the previous parak, Torim al gover, when he takes over the Trumas Alishka, he's taking for what was collected, and Vala also likvais, and also what's going to be collected, b'shos Hekdash Hashem. Essentially, those coins, even though it wasn't there at the time, it was considered in possession of Hekdash. And therefore, these people already did their obligation, and he's swearing to Hekdash that it was Ninus. Now, Obenayir, the people of the city, Mahim Lalasa, what could they have done? Hadir Le Masr, Lashem Mesachet, they gave it over to a paid custodian, Shulchad Beginim Avedu, who's liable for theft and for loss. Avaloinus and the Matze, extenuary circumstance is not so common to dream that would happen, so that's no negligence of their own, and therefore they're going to be exempt. Now, Vim Abdu Kaidim Shinit Batruma, but let's say got lost before the Truma was even taken off. Then Adain Shus Benayir Erehim, so then still considered possession of the field of the city, because the Truma wasn't even done yet to make it Bishos Hektish. So Vashlich Nishba Lefnei Anshir. So the agent swears in front of the people of the city. Vehim Hasham, and then they have to pay. He's exempt because it was an Einus. Now Nishba V'Gavu Shkalm Sheinus. Let's say okay. So he swore, and they therefore made a second collection of Shkalm. V'Akach Hachzim Alistim, and then the armed bandits went and gave back the money. So Eilu Beilu Shkalm. They both considered Shkalm. Ve'In Oyim Lehem L'Shana Acheres, and it's not counted for the following year. V'Shnim Yiplu L'Shikle Shana Sha'avra, and the second coins are used for what the shkalm of the previous year is used for different types of things. Now, what's the first, what's the second? So it depends. Yesh mishamer, those who say, shashkalm rishaynim, that the first coins, shiyiplu l'shikla shana, that are used for the shkalm of this year, for the karbanas of the Beis HaMikdash, hima shkalm shenignivu batchila, those are the original shkalm which were stolen, ba'avdu and lost, oinensu, or were robbed at gunpoint, b'chazim, were given back. That's the first ones. Some say no. What's considered the first coins? It's those that got to the hand of the treasurer first. That's considered the first. Whichever comes from second is used for what the shkalm of the previous year is used. Halacha Yud continues regarding the halacha of misappropriation as it applies to the shkalm. If someone gives his machzor shekel to his friend, do me a favor, go bring it to the money changer to give his machzor shekel for him. And halachu shkali al bi'atzman. That person goes and uses the matzah shekel for himself. Why? So that they shouldn't take security, take collateral from him. So that because if he doesn't give, they take away his stuff. So it depends. If the truma is already taken, so mal hashekel comes out that this guy committed me'ilah, which would make him liable for the principal and the fifth to hektish and to bring a karm me'ilah, because shazeh hashekel b'shaz hektishu, because this shekel that he's giving was already in the possession of hektish, shekvar tamar l'asalikvah, like we explained, the truma was for even what's going to be collected. So when nimzah comes out, zeh hitzel asma, he's saving himself that they shouldn't go and take collateral from him, but maman hektish, with hektish money, b'nen b'shekel zeh, and if he had benefit from the shekel, he's chayiv for me'ilah. Now, v'im loinich ma'truma, if the truma wasn't taken yet, then it's not hektish as yet. He did not commit meila, and therefore he would have to give him back his friend a half a shekel that he had given him. And so if someone robs or steals chatzis shekel, half a shekel of shkola, and uses it for his machzor shekel, so yotze he fulfills his obligation with the giving of the machzor shekel, but he's obligated to give back to the owner kefil if truma wasn't taken yet. And this is going on the ganav, not the gazlan. Or he says that on the fifth, if let's say he denies and he swears falsely and then he admits, which halacha, and regarding gizelam, that then he would have to go ahead and add on a fifth, whichever what case it is, that would be his liability for what he stole. Halacha yudalf. Hanoisim machzor shekel min hektish. If someone gives a half a shekel from hektish money, emenitma truma menu, and then the truma is taken from those coins, when they go ahead and ultimately use the coin for buying the karbanas, then yischav b'me'ilah, then this person is liable for misappropriation, because it's only then that it's being utilized, when they sacrifice the animal. As long as it wasn't sacrificed, it's anyways hektish, nothing happened, so there's no liability of me'ilah. When ultimately they use it for this other hektish purpose, he committed me'ilah then. But b'yotzi de machzor shekel, he ultimately fulfilled his obligation of machzor shekel. Now, the son of Mimois Meiser Sheni, if you use Meiser Sheni funds, which are only supposed to be used for eating in Yerushalayim, and he used it to take care of his obligation of Machzor Shekel, Yochel Kineged Yerushalayim, he has to eat its equivalent of other Machzor Shekel foods in Yerushalayim. Mit Meishvi, if you use Shemitah produce, which also is only meant for consumption, Yechel kenegd the b'ktusha shvis. He has to eat that equivalent that he used for machzor shekel in the sanctity of shmita produce. It was from a city that had to be razed to the ground and destroyed because the majority worshipped Baba Dezara. Lozakum hasn't done anything because there's Asa Bat Noah and he didn't give anything to Hekdash. Halachid Beis, regarding the excess when there's more than was necessary for the Shekel. Hamaf is Shekel. If someone separates his Shekel, but he thinks he's obligated, but Nim Tzeshein Lechayv, turns out he's not really obligated. So like Kaddish, it's not sanctified because that's Hekdash Petois, erroneous Hekdash, it's not considered as Hekdash. Hamafer Shnaim. If someone separates two, the Nimtzer Shein Lechayv al Achad, turns out he's only obligated in one. So in Bezechazah, if he gives one after the other one, Hachan Kaddish, the last one's not sanctified because he already fulfills his obligation with the first one. Bim Bevas Achas, if he does it at the same time, Ha'echad Shkalim, so one of them is Shkalim, but the second one is Meisr Shkalim, is excess of Shkalim, which goes out to be chulun, as the Ram writes in the next halacha. If a shikli v'meis, let's say he separates the shekel and he dies, yipul and adava, it's used for an adava in the Beis Hamikdash, because the Torah says, regarding shekel, l'chapa nafshasechem, and there's no kapar v'meisim, so it's just used as an adava for those karbanos. Halacha yid gimel, meaning enough for the carbon tamidin. Halakech mois b'yadei v'amar. If someone takes monies in his hands and he says, "Eilu l'shikli, these monies are from my shekel." Actually, malakid ma, or he was gathering a ma and a ma, or pruta. Now, k'sheischel malakid amu, when he started gathering these monies, he said, "Harini malakid mois l'shikli, I'm gathering these funds for my shekel." So, I feel likit malik kiss. Even if he gathers a whole purse full of money, noisim chatzis shekel shulchai, but he only gives the half a shekel that he's obligated in. Bashachul and the rest can be unconsecrated because shemayis hashkalim, as we mentioned in the previous halacha, the excess of shkalim is considered unconsecrated because his whole intention is only to be makdish what he needs for a shekel, and what he's doing more is hektish petois, and therefore it's not going to be considered as hektish. Lochi dalad. Now mois shenim to bein teves shel shkalim. Regarding money that's found between the box of the shkalim, the teves shel nadava, regarding the box that's used for donations. So Karvel HaShkalim was closer to the box of the Shkalim, Yipul HaShkalim should be used for the Shkalim. Karvel HaDava was closer to the box of the Dava, Yipul HaDava should be used for donations. Mechza Mechza, let's say in the middle, so Yipul HaDava actually should be used for the box of donation, which are more severe. Why? Because Mechza HaDava, the donations, Kula Oyel Le'ishim, are all burnt sacrifices on the fires in the Mizbech. Whereas Vashkalim, Mestapkim and Le'ilus with the Ramachem, they used for oilus, which are the carbon tamids, but also for other things too, because when the leftovers of the chamber, they use for the needs of the city and the towers, and therefore it's not as severe, and we're going to use it for the more severe of the two. Halacha tezvav, v'chein kol ha-moyis, and some being kol tev v'tev, we said there's 13 boxes. So in any monies that are found between the boxes, yiplakarv is used for the closer box. Nimitz mechzal mechzal is found somewhere in the middle. So it depends. If it's found between the box of that's used to buy the firewood or for that of the frankincense, yiplul levayna is used for the box of the frankincense because the frankincense is actual part of the carbon itself. The wood is only makshira carbon. It's only prepares to the burning of the carbon. Whether you, let's say you find money between the box of the pair of birds regarding the box of just the oila birds, yiplul gezel oila. It's used for the box of the birds of the Ayla, because that's totally burnt in the Mizbeach. The pair of birds, one's a chatas, which is eaten by Kahan, which is not as stringent. Which is call, that's the rule. We go after the closer one by all of them. If it's in the middle, we go to the most stringent box. Now, any money that's found on the Temple Mount is chulin, is considered unconsecrated, because regular people weren't able to bring their money onto the Har Bais itself. And moreover, the treasurer does not take out the funds from the Trumas Halishka, which is sanctified. He doesn't take it out until he right away deconsecrates on the animals that he's buying for karbanos. So therefore, any money that you're going to find there is going to be considered as unconsecrated, and therefore it's going to be considered as chulin funds.